Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Hey!
Hi.
Happy Friday.
What's up, everybody? It's Friday. You're right, Alex. Wow.
Yeah.
Not just Friday. And you got a little ahead of yourself on this one because you told me that you just recently made them. But today is Pina Colada Day.
Oh, yeah. Like, oh, my gosh. I have extra Pina Colada laying around, too. Well, I mean, when I say extra, I have a bunch of Pina Colada, like pineapple chunks. And I had to buy some Pina Colada, like creamer or something like that, or like some cream, like pineapple cream. Did I have extra of it?
Okay, I don't know what you're talking about. That sounds gross.
No, it's legit. It does sound gross. The ingredients sound gross, but when you put it all together and blend it up, what?
What is in a pina colada?
Rum and pineapple, bro.
Oh.
So, I've never been a pina colada guy.
Mm-hmm.
Never.
Mm-hmm.
Y'all, when I went to Havana, Cuba, it opened up my mind to how crappy our pina coladas here.
By the way, I used the rum. I used a couple shots of the rum that you gave me from Havana.
Havana Club?
Yeah. Yeah.
It's the best.
Yeah, I used Malibu, mix it up. I used half and half with it, and I used your rum from Havana because of that. You said that pina colada was amazing, and the ones I made were amazing. Maybe it's also because it's like 100-degree weather, and that's why I'm making it.
Maybe.
Refreshing.
Yes, Sarah?
Speaking also of rum, I had someone actually make me a real daiquiri, meaning like,
okay,
probably so, what you're speaking
yeah,
to.
Yeah.
Like, it wasn't sweet.
Right.
It was very boozy, and it was just simple, and it was like a very, who knows? They were like, what kind of rum? Do you want like an earthy rum? Do you want a grassy rum? Do you want I was like, what?
A grassy rum.
I didn't even know there was anything different, but it was so good.
Yeah, so there are those two drinks. Well, there are three drinks that I had when I was in Havana. Mojitos, daiquiris, and pina coladas. And I don't know why, but it's game-changing. It's like Sarah said, it's clean. You know, the reason I don't drink daiquiris or pina coladas is because it's just so sugary and gross and heavy.
Yeah.
But these daiquiris, these pina coladas were so clean and so fresh, and it didn't weigh you down, and it didn't leave you feeling icky inside. Mm-hmm. Oh my God. These were absolutely amazing. It was all fresh. You know, nothing was prepackaged. Oh man.
See,
I
thought
so
daiquiris just came in a styrofoam cup at a drive-thru.
Most do. I mean, in New Orleans, but
in
by
New
the,
Orleans. Yeah.
There's, hey, by the way, I when I had that pina colada I made, I posted on social media, and someone was letting me know that on East Riverside, Longhorn Daiquiris, they have like amazing daiquiris apparently. So it's like if there's the day to go get your pina colada, I mean, maybe go get it from there. But Longhorn Daiquiris on East Riverside. I've never had it. If it's awful, don't come back and say horrible suggestion. But if someone recommended it, I'm going to check it out. Longhorn Daiquiris.
All right.
Damn.
Longhorn, my boy. Speaking of drinking, we're doing a lot of drinking in the COVID season. We're Booker, Alex, and Sarah. It's Friday, y'all. Thank you so much for having us on. America's favorite fast food restaurant is, once again, Chick-fil-A. I love it. I pass by it all the time, and I always want to stop in, and I did the other day. Although the line can be very intimidating because it is always long.
Yeah, yeah. And then don't they have like four lanes at some places? Like I know the one on a campus over by off of 15th or Guadalupe and 15th MLK. It's like a four-laner drive-through.
Four-laner?
Yeah, dude. It's crazy looking. Like it's very intimidating, like you said.
Yeah, it's a lot. But they do an exceptional job. I have to tell myself every time because I'm like, I'm not waiting in this line. But I always have to remind myself that it goes so quickly. It's really amazing. And I pre-order my food through the app, which I don't know why. It doesn't do any good because they don't start making it until you actually get there.
Yeah, you might as well just go to the drive-thru.
Yeah, but then I don't get the points. Anyway, so I was at Chick-fil-A the other day, and I am waiting in that line. You know, it's interesting, and I'm sure you can visualize that Chick-fil-A at 35 and Slaughter, right there at South Park Meadows. Mm-hmm. You've been in the line before where people are parked. And
oh, yeah.
I just cannot even wrap my mind around how you are going to park to go into Chick-fil-A.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Well, there were cars there all parked along the parking spaces as I was waiting in line. I see this man kind of come out and look over at me and walk up to the car. And I'm thinking, oh, okay, well, this guy's trying to get out. So I'm like figuring out my maneuver. Yeah. What am I going to do? Am I going to back up? Am I going to be like, hang on, I'm about to move forward.
Right.
What am I going to do? Help this guy. He had a smile on his face. Yeah. Very, very nice looking guy.
Yeah, because I closed my eyes and I envisioned exactly what you're saying. So it's like you cannot back up because the drive-through line is blocking you.
Exactly, because there's a person behind you. So I'm trying to navigate. And I'm like, this is so stupid anyway. So I roll down my window and I say to him, I said, I don't know why they have parking spots here. It's so stupid. Whoever thought that up is an idiot. He goes, hey, hi, I'm the owner here.
Bro, no, you didn't.
He said, we have to have parking spaces according to the city. They mandate X amount of parking spaces for spot.
Dude, that is like a damn movie scene. That is awesome, man.
Did you apologize?
No, I just quickly changed the subject. I was like, you know, but hey, have it a long line, man. That's a good problem to have. And then I was like, oh, man, how do I get on his good graces? I'm like, hey, look, I'm a Chick-fil-A rewards member. Look how many points I have.
Stop.
Last night in Late Night, Booker, Alex, and Sarah, Mix 94.7.
Donald Trump's niece, Mary Trump, is releasing a tell-all book about the president, which is already selling very well. And she just announced she's working on a series of children's books about the president, including Horton Withdraws from Who, The Taking Tree, Cloudy with a Chance of White Supremacy, and Goodnight Mooch.
There is story after story right now that I've seen over the last couple of days that we're running out of TV shows because production has been halted for a while now on filming, and that means no new shows coming to our TVs. What are we going to do? Oh, my God! Well, we're going to have to reach out and dig deep to find some shows that will keep us company. And we decided, since feels like people are always on the hunt for, hey, seeing a new show, really looking for any new shows?
Oh, God.
That's my wife, dude, totally.
She's always looking for
asking
a new show.
Anyone and everyone.
So the three of us have a show that we've been watching that we really like, and we would like to share with you. Sarah Catherine Osborne, ladies first.
Oh, okay. So mine's a film. I've been waiting for this
film.
That
just goes against everything I just said.
Well, it's a film, and I'm sorry, and it's on Netflix, and it's called Desperados, and it's a rom-com. It's a chick flick, whatever you want to classify it as.
Yeah.
I have not had one of these in my life in so long, and it came out last Friday right before the 4th of July, and it has Nassim Pedrad, who was on Saturday Night Live. It also has Anna Camp, who's from Pitch Perfect, and it has Lamorne Morris, who was on New Girl, and it's basically about a girl who sends a crazy email to a dude that she thinks ghosted her. They have to go to Mexico to get his computer and delete the crazy email before he sees it. So the plot is ridiculous, but everything about it is just so spot on, in my opinion, about girls. And I highly suggest you open up an entire bottle of wine and drink it while you watch this film. It's one of the best things that Netflix has put out this year. It's awesome.
I think you're overhyping it a little bit. I mean, I enjoyed it, but to say it's one of the best things that Netflix has come out with, and it's awesome. But then again, look at the stuff that Netflix has come out with recently.
That's what I'm saying.
Kind of weak content, but
tell me a better movie that Netflix has put out this year. They put out a bunch of crappy movies, and this one was super fun.
Well, certainly not Uncut Gems, because that movie was the worst.
Forgot about that gem.
All right, Alex Franco.
So you guys know I really don't get into TV series or movies.
Right.
My wife does, so I am the guy that like falls into those like at the end of when they're wrapping up and my wife starts binge-watching stuff. For instance, this last 2 weeks, I'm like, ugh, I'm so upset that she's jumped into these series because it keeps me up all night, because while she's binging it in, I'm like wanting to get to bed, but I'm like, I just can't. So she's watching something on Amazon Prime, a show called Hannah.
Yeah.
And it just wrapped up. And my wife was like, I'm going to get through it. I'm going to get through the end of the season. And it was like 3 episodes left. And I watched all 3 with her. And Hannah's like this chick that was like raised in the forest. She doesn't really know who she is. And her something happened with her dad. Like he got shot. And the CIA is after her. It reminded me like a Jason Bourne kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, yeah.
I loved the action of it. It was cool. And I love seeing the girl just like a badass. She was just awesome.
So I struggle with finding a good show. I am a guy that finds a show. And when I fall in love with it, I latch on. And when it's over, I get so sad. Like Killing Eve, I loved. And Homeland, man. Oh. When Homeland went off the air, I was like, what am I going to do? Yeah, I kind of did. Because it was one of those rare shows that I look forward to every single week. I'm like, I can't wait. And I didn't binge because I watched it every week.
And we couldn't binge on that because it's like you had to wait a week. And isn't that kind of old school? It's funny that you got to feel like, it's like, really, we got to wait? Like, we get frustrated now in the society we are because we have everything at our fingers. We could just binge out, watch it for like in a day or two. But with Homeland, that was the last one that I was like, really? You're going to make me wait?
There was something to be said about waiting every week, but I also like the idea of getting that immediate gratification. Yeah. So, I can't wait for the next episode. I'm going to watch it right now.
Did you catch yourself ever saying, the man's holding me down by not giving me all my episodes?
Well, so 24 was one of my all-time favorite shows, and I loved it so much, and it was always a cliffhanger at the end, and you couldn't wait for the next week. So sometimes I would force myself not to watch it just so I can watch 2 in a row.
Oh my gosh, that's funny.
I was binging before binging was cool. So I started watching a show on Amazon Prime, sticking with Prime because they need my money. They're hurting so hard these days. And at first I was like, okay, well, this is going to be a consistently good show, but not one of those edge-on-your-seat thrillers, until I got to episode 4 and it all changed. It's called 000, all one word, 000. It's based off of a book, and it's a study of the business around the drug cocaine covering its movements across continents. So basically, it is following cocaine from the distributor to the broker to the buyer, and it's really, really good.
I got to tell my wife.
Y'all are really into drug shows.
Yeah, but that's in my own time, because when I'm with my wife, I have to watch shows like your movie.
Desperados,
yeah.
Or you're catching yourself watching that Will Ferrell one.
Yeah, So I watch all of those when we're together, but whenever I get my private time, it shows
that's
like
awesome.
000 on Amazon Prime. Also on Amazon Prime is a show that looks really fascinating to me that is just one of the 82 shows his wife is watching. Hannah, and if you're looking for a cute little rom-com, I think you're going to like Desperados. I agree with Sherry. It was a fun movie. I think she oversold it a little bit, but you can find out for yourself right now on Netflix.
Here's what's trending with Booker, Alex, and Sarah.
Do you think you're drinking a lot more since COVID happened?
Oh, totally. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
We weren't going to drink this week. Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, my husband and I are like, let's not drink. And then we made it to Wednesday.
I wish I could just drink myself into having amnesia over the last few months. Some of us have been actively trying to do that. A new survey found the average person spent over a week of the lockdown drunk. American Addiction Centers polled 3,000 people, and in the first 11 weeks of the pandemic, we spent 172 hours of it drunk. That's 7 full days plus 4 hours, and it's just the average. The 10 states that have been the drunkest since mid-March would have never thunk it. South Dakota.
Wow.
Okay, so the average is 172 hours. We're lower than the average in Texas, believe it or not, at 165 hours. Number one, though, is South Dakota.
Wow.
468 hours drunk, probably Jeez. Because they just realized they live in South Dakota.
True that.
That's 19 and a half days worth, or a full quarter of the lockdown. You know the Ooh. State with the lowest number? Nevada.
Really?
Yeah. 33 hours compared to Texas, 165. Y'all, we've lost our damn minds. We literally have lost our minds. There's a new Karen story, and I just don't understand why we cannot get it together. I don't understand why there is this massive revolt around wearing a mask. A Karen in Oklahoma at a Skechers outlet. I guess all I had to say was Oklahoma, and it would makes sense. Anyway, she was being told to wear a mask, and she was so mad that she had to wear a mask before she could buy any shoes that she threw several shoe boxes at an employee and then left the store. She's got so angry about wearing the mask, she threw the shoe boxes at the employee, walked out the store, but then this is the best part. She didn't realize that she had left her wallet on the counter.
Oh, that's so, the man, when you, wow. That's like the worst when you like start up a war like that and have to go back and get like you leave a phone or something like that. Oh man, that's embarrassing.
Y'all, please, can we just stop the insanity with the masks?
Seriously.
They work. And if truly everyone wore a mask, we would get this thing out of control.
I mean, you have to now. Like, you don't even fight it anymore. You have to in Austin.
Bill Nye, the science guy, my homie, posted a pair of TikTok videos where he used a candle to show how effective face masks are. He tries to blow out the flame from a foot away while wearing a disposable mask, a reusable cloth mask, and an N95. And guess what? He can't do it.
Face masks prevent particles from my respiratory system from getting into the air and then into your respiratory system. If you're wearing one of these, you're protecting yourself and those around you. The reason we want you to wear a mask is to protect you, sure. But the main reason we want you to wear a mask is to protect me from you and the particles from your respiratory system from getting into my respiratory system. Everybody, this is a matter literally of life and death. So when you're out in public, please wear a mask.
Hey, who in the room has downloaded Quibi? Be honest, I have not. Booker, Sarah?
I did and forgot to cancel it and then got charged and now I'm pissed because I never watch it.
Booker?
No,
Okay, we're not alone because sure, there's some promising stuff like Sarah mentioned this week that Kevin Hart's Die Hard is coming out on Quibi, but yet, according to this new report, y'all, Quibi's lost 90% of its early users after the free trial ended.
Oh, I believe
wow.
it.
I mean, that's huge, y'all. About 910,000 subscribers signed up the first couple days, and then when that trial ended, only 72,000 stuck around.
Now, I understand their target audience. It's for, you know, the gen, whatever it is. What's a 18?
The gen that only is on their phone?
Yes, whatever gen that is. The phone gen. I get that. But for me, I not only cannot watch shows and movies and stuff on my phone, I don't like to watch them on my computer. I prefer to watch them on a TV. I guess that makes me an old man. I don't know, but that's the way it is.
The Paramount Theater and Stateside Theater and on Congress in downtown Austin typically has like a big gala every year, but they can't have it because of COVID. So now they are opening up an online auction that we can all bid on. And there's one item, y'all, that is so cool. Among items up for bid, your own message on the Paramount Marquee.
Oh, that's
the
awesome.
Iconic Paramount Marquee. As of right now, the current bid is $2,500, which is definitely a lot. But like, if you're going to propose to somebody, I mean, everything has to go through their office. They have to approve it. But you get 40 characters, two lines, including spaces on each line, and it'll stay up for a minimum of 4 hours.
Woo!
And it'll be professionally photographed.
That's really all you need it for.
Yeah, and you have until July 17th to bid.
Dude, that's awesome.
I'm just saying, that's a lot of money. It goes to a good cause, but that'd be so cool.
Seriously.
To be able to write your own Paramount
That's
sign.
Really awesome.
The average American has spent 172 hours of the pandemic drunk. Quibi has reportedly lost 90% of its early users after their free trial ended. And you can put your own words on Paramount Theater's marquee. That is what's trending. We are Booker Booker, Alex, and Sarah on Mix 94.7 and streaming in the radio.com app.
Here's what's coming up. Stay tuned. With Booker, Alex, and Sarah.
It's time to think of a game show that starts with a T. If you said think fast, you might be a winner. And now, here's the host of Think Fast, Brad Booker.
Thank you. It is time for the game we like to call Think Fast. I'll say something like, give me a game show host that begins with the letter B. You can either say Brad or Booker. You'd be right either way. Hey. All right, Sarah, Alex, are we ready to play Think Fast?
Yeah.
Here we go. Name something you would find on a lake that starts with P.
Pontoon.
Damn.
Sure.
Very
wow. good,
Boat.
Sarah.
Nailed it.
Oh, my
it.
God. Y'all, and heads up, I'm on my period, and, like, I don't even feel good, and that just, like, came out quick. What?
Ironic you say that, Sarah, because it was just this weekend that I, like, Lil Big Town, was on a
pontoon.
Dude. Of course there's a pontoon country song.
Of course. It's a little
big
town. All right. Here we go. Sarah 1, Alex 0. Name an Austin high school that starts with N.
Oh, Neil. No. Oh, that's McNeil.
High school.
Northridge. No. That's a ACC campus.
Sorry, and time is up.
Oh, what were you thinking?
Navarro.
Northeast? In Austin?
In Austin?
It's in the AISD.
Navarro?
Navarro?
Yeah. It's on Paint and Jen.
Oh, damn.
Mm. Sorry, guys. Name something you would see at a doctor's office that starts with M.
Medicine.
Oh, my gosh.
The score is Sarah Osborne 2, Alex Franco 0.
Here we go.
Name a Tom Hanks movie that starts with C.
Cannon.
Oh. Captain. Captain, where he's the captain.
Captain Wilson. Captain, the dude from the Pirates.
Mm. No, the sea dudes. Pirates. Captain John.
Captain Sullenberg. Was he Sully Sullenberg?
Yeah, but that was the one about the planes.
Yeah,
this
but
is
isn't
the one
it called Captain Sullenberg?
No, I can't. It's not going to come out. What is it? Captain what?
That one you're thinking of is Captain Phillips. Cars,
what?
Alex. How about Catch Me If You Can, California Typewriter, the documentary about him. Cloud Atlas, Charlie Wilson's War, Connie
damn.
And Carla.
Yeah.
How about Castaway, you guys?
I get it. Stop.
Yeah.
Name a starting NFL quarterback whose name starts with D.
Oh, Dak Prescott.
What, Dak Shepard? Dak Shepard.
The very famous football quarterback.
Sarah's in a Dak Shepard mode, man. Anything you say Dak, it's always Shepard.
You know what's interesting is both NFL quarterbacks in the state of Texas start with D. Deshaun Watson and Dak Shepard.
Oh.
Can you name another NFL quarterback that starts with D?
Derek Rivers.
Wow. Who is Derek Rivers?
Well, there is a Derek and there is a Derek Carr and a Philip Rivers.
Oh, my God, so Sarah. I mean, more than I got.
Nice. All right. Here we go. Moving on.
Oh, my God.
Name something you would find on a menu at an Italian restaurant that starts with an R. Go.
Radicchio.
Raviolis.
Thank you, Alex.
Ravioli.
Radicchio. Delicious.
What is radicchio?
Who knows?
Radicchio. It's the purple bitter
Stop
cabbage.
It.
Are you being
and
serious,
sometimes
Sarah?
They'll put.
No.
Yes.
The score is tied at 2.
What? You didn't give that to me?
No, of course not.
Oh, dude, it is.
What? That's a food.
The score is tied at 2 apiece. We're going to 5. Name something you'll see at Starbucks that begins with L.
Llamas.
Yes.
What?
I'd love me some llamas
Mugs
at Starbucks.
With llamas.
No.
Lattes.
Yeah, thank you, Sarah.
I was going to say that.
All right, Sarah,
By the
3,
way,
radicchio
is a thing.
Other than Instagram, name a popular website that starts with I.
IMDb.
Oh,
Very
my
good, Sarah.
God.
It actually is the highest rated of all the websites that begin with I.
4-0.
Very disappointed, because that should have been my winning one.
Radicchio? Come on. All right, Radicchio. Here we go. Sarah Osborne, if you get this one right, you will win in the game we call Think Fast.
I already won, but bring it on.
Name a Kanye West song that starts with H.
His Grace. I don't know.
Jesus walks? No?
No? Higher.
Hole digger? No?
She ain't nothing but a hole digger. How about this one, y'all?
Somewhere far along this road, he lost his soul to a woman so heartless.
Please confirm that Higher is not a Kanye song, because I'm pretty sure he has a song called Higher.
All right.
Oh, he does, and does I should he? Not be
please,
helping you.
Please confirm. You can't not give me Radicchio and now not give me Higher. You need to fact check.
Oh, my God. He really does, I think.
No, there is no song called Higher by Kanye West.
Are you sure about that?
Are you Googling it?
I just did.
Oh, so it's a song featuring Kanye West.
You were cheating. No, I don't feel like
no,
giving
I
that
was
to
not.
You. I don't know. Something feels shady about that. I'm not going to give it. Do or Die featuring Kanye West. The song is Higher. So he was featuring. There's no way you would know that. No, I can't give it to you.
Hey, Booker, call Juliet and say, do y'all have Radicchio on the menu? And see what they say.
All right, if they say that there is Radicchio on the menu, then you will win this game.
Oh, dude. Bro, this is all on Juliet.
Downtown Austin, this is speaking. How may I direct your call?
Hi, I just have a real quick question. Do you have Radicchio on the menu by chance?
I don't believe so. I haven't seen it. Were you looking for it fresh?
Sure, anyway.
Yeah.
I'll take it anyway.
Okay. All right, hold on one moment.
All right, thanks. Okay. She has no idea what Radicchio is.
Well, she said you want it fresh, so.
I can't believe you're making
yes,
me do this.
You have it in stock.
You do have it in stock?
Yes.
Fantastic. All right. Well, thank you.
No problem. Hope you have a great day.
What?
Guess who's a winner?
Guess
who's a winner?
Wow. I can't believe I had to fight so hard for Radicchio.
All right.
Bro.
There you go, Sarah.
Thank you. Hire Kanye West. Boom.
Now, I will not give you that one. That's shady.
His current record is 1,438 wins with just 123 losses this morning. Sarah and I are rooting for Christina. Christina lives in Manor, makes the commute to East Austin where she works for the state. Let's welcome her to Austin's favorite game.
Dance, Beast, Booker!
Christina!
Hi.
Hello.
Hey there. All right, let's go. You ready?
Yes.
All right.
More ready than I'll ever be, I guess.
Good. I'm going to leave the room. I don't know what the questions are. I'm not going to be able to hear anything. You'll answer. And then whenever you're done, I'll come back and answer the same. All right?
All right.
Just get more right than me to win. Good luck.
All right, Christina, Mr. Brad Booker is out the door.
Okay, question number one. Sofia Vergara is 48 years old today. In 2020, she served as a judge, that's this year, on the 15th season of what reality show?
Oh, no. I'm not going to lie. I don't know the legal system for anything, neither do reality shows, so I'm just going to go with Judge Judy.
Okay, so Jessica Simpson is 40 years old today, y'all. 40 years old. What brand of tuna did she think was chicken?
I don't even... Okay, let's go for sea chicken.
Okay. So, Kanye West has said that in Kanye's America, it's going to be based on the fictional nation of Wakanda. Wakanda is from what Marvel movie?
Ooh, Black Panther.
Okay. So, Amy Schumer has a brand new series on HBO Max called Expecting Amy. It's a three-part documentary that follows her as she puts together a comedy special while struggling with a difficult pregnancy. I just saw her on TV. Is she now endorsing deodorant, acne wash, or tampons?
I can 100% see her doing tampons. Amy Schumer.
And finally, the series premiere of Cannonball was on USA last night. It's a new competition where contestants slip down water slides and navigate random obstacles. And Mike the Miz is the host. He got his start on what MTV reality show?
Catfish?
All right, we'll bring him back on.
Booker! Hey, hey, hey.
I really do apologize. It's going to be so easy.
Hi. She got two right.
Okay. I'm ready.
Here we go. Question number one. Sofia Vergara is 48 years old today. This year, she served as a judge on the 15th season of what reality show?
America's Got Talent. Thanks.
Correct.
Yeah.
Jessica Simpson is 40 years old today. Her birthday is July 10th and mine is August 10th. Like, we're basically the same.
Oh,
I never forget her birthday. She iconically thought what brand of tuna was chicken?
Chicken of the Sea, right?
I never get that brand, y'all.
I don't even know. I don't think I've ever bought tuna in my life.
I think Starkist is the other one. I was going to say, I thought that was the only one. I don't buy tuna.
There's also Bumblebee.
Bumblebee, yeah. I boycott tuna, yeah. So I don't. Yeah.
I have to eat tuna in secret in my house because no one eats it and they all hate it. So, like, I eat it a lot. So I have to, like, do it when no one's downstairs. And then I have to make it real quick and eat it real quick and then wash up real quick. So if you like superhero movies, you'll be happy that in Kanye's America, it's going to be based on the fictional nation of Wakanda, which is from what Marvel movie?
Black Panther.
Yeah. Series premiere of Expecting Amy happened this week on HBO Max. It's a three-part documentary that follows Amy Schumer. She puts together a comedy special while struggling with a difficult pregnancy. I just saw her on TV. She has a new commercial. Is it for deodorant, acne wash, or tampons?
Ooh. Deodorant, acne wash, or tampons. I just, for whatever reason, can't see a celebrity endorser for tampons. Like, girl, I was going to go with this one, but Amy Schumer told me to go with this one. And it's not like I wasn't going to do a tampon today, but...
Oh, my gosh, answer the question.
I'm going to go with acne wash.
Dude, old people don't get acne.
No, it is tampons.
It is tampons?
Because she has a whole bit. She has an entire bit in her stand-up special. It's so funny where she's like... So embarrassing when you have to go into the bathroom and ask someone, like, hey, does anybody have a tampon? And then they're like, what size do you need? And you don't want to be like, super plus.
<That's funny.
laughs> And so the commercial is actually someone saying, like, do you want a tampon? They're like, what size do you want? She's like, there are sizes. And she's like, oh, I'm a super and a regular. So it's a play off one of her famous bits. It's very cute. It makes sense. Finally, the series premiere of Cannonball was on USA this week. And it's another one of those contests where people are slipping down water slides and going over obstacles. And Mike the Miz is the host. He got a start on what MTV reality show?
Real World?
Yeah, he was on The Real World New York and then became a wrestler and all that after.
Oh, well, there you go.
He was then on Road Rules and all the stuff.
Hey, isn't that the dude that lives in Austin?
They did.
Yeah.
Oh, they don't live here anymore?
Mm-hmm. No.
We didn't want you here anyway. Oops, I didn't say that, did I? All right, what'd I get, Sarah? 4 out of 5?
You got 4 out of 5.
Yeah, I know.
Thank you, Christina, for playing.
This is Christina from Maynard, and I can't beat Booger.
Did you say Booger? I think you said Booger.
She said Booger.
She definitely said Booger. Wow.
I'm so sorry. I'm upset. I said Booger. I promise. I'm so sorry.
Coming up next, share your salary, y'all. Ashley is a news anchor, and I'm so excited about this. A TV news anchor. How much money does she make? We're going to find out next and share your salary on Mix 94.7 or listen to us anywhere, anytime on the radio.com app.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.